Hi, this is Steve Halpern with Super Anti-Aging, and this is our special edition. I'm at the Integrated Health Show in New York, and you know this is a show that brings together practitioners from around the world and some of the best health products. And a product I've been familiar with the last couple of years is called MitoQ, and it has wonderful science behind it, and there's so much confusion now about Q10, and I have an expert, Greg McPherson, who's going to tell us all about MitoQ and give us the whole story of CoQ10. Welcome, Greg.
Steve, great to be here. Thanks for having me. Look, it's a really interesting story because CoQ10 is a really important antioxidant that our bodies use, and they then use it in the mitochondria. Mitochondria are key parts of our cells that create the energy our cells need to operate. So a lot of people are familiar with CoQ10, a lot of people have taken it and prescribed it, and it is a really great antioxidant. But one of the main reasons that people take MitoQ is because they want to put antioxidants into their mitochondria. Turns out it doesn't work, right? So when you take CoQ10, you're getting fantastic antioxidant into your blood, but because CoQ10 is such a large oily molecule, it doesn't cross the membrane very easily. And that's just one of the fallacies that we have with CoQ10.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the $99 question. How do we know this? How do we know that MitoQ really works? Because everyone's claiming their CoQ10 is the wonderful thing. And we see all sorts of studies, and they say if you're on a statin drug, you want to take CoQ10. Mm-hmm. And in fact, a lot of cardiologists now are recommending just CoQ10.
Yeah.
Big mistake, Greg?
Look, I think that CoQ10 can help for your blood, for being an antioxidant for your blood, but it's not doing what it needs to do. When you're taking statins, what's happening is your body is stopped from creating CoQ10, and what that does is that harms your mitochondria. Taking CoQ10 supplements doesn't mean you're going to get CoQ10 into your mitochondria, so you've got to look at it from a slightly different way of thinking. And what we've done is we've recognized that mitochondria are negatively charged, and so what we did was we put CoQ10, we put a positive charge on it, and it turns out when you put a positive charge on CoQ10, MitoQ gets into the mitochondria and it gets in 800 to 1200 times more.
So it's like a magnet?
That's exactly right.
It's drawn in by a magnet. So you're saying, in general, as a lay explanation, mitochondria are our cell batteries, right? We have trillions of cell batteries.
Mm-hmm.
When you run out of cell batteries, you're finished, right?
Yeah.
It's like your cell phone dies.
Yep.
And you're saying that MitoQ is able to recharge our cell batteries? And you have proof?
Yeah, we do have proof. We've spent $60 million looking into the research and researching and understanding what happens when you put a positive charge on CoQ10. MitoQ is the only molecule of its kind. And what happens when you put a positive charge on is that you restore mitochondrial function. It gets your batteries working properly, and it just gives your cells an opportunity to repair and maintain themselves like they did when you were younger.
Oh, by the way, I forgot on an introduction that Greg is your pharmacist, right?
Correct.
So you really come from this area of understanding that. Tell me why and what conditions or your medications and whatnot would be indicated for MitoQ.
So you want to be taking MitoQ for a raft of health concerns. There are over 200 different health concerns that were related directly to mitochondrial dysfunction, but some of the big ones are ones we all know really well, like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. So these conditions have mitochondrial dysfunction integrally related to them, and if you want to help and support those conditions, taking a product like MitoQ can really help.
Greg, what kind of... I notice that when I see CoQ10 products, they're often like 200 milligrams, 300 milligrams. But when I look at MitoQ, it's like 5 and 10 milligrams. Why is that?
Just because it gets into the mitochondria so effectively. So what's happening is that your mitochondria actually make their own CoQ10. They don't get it from anywhere else. And the whole reason is that it's really difficult to cross membranes. So when they make their own CoQ10, they drop it into the mitochondrial membrane where it does its job. Meanwhile, if you're spending a lot of money on expensive CoQ10 supplements and taking 200, 300, 400 milligram, you're just doing a fantastic job of getting CoQ10 into your blood, but it's not getting to where you need it to get to. And that's simply why you don't need much of our product.
So is there any use for just plain CoQ10, ubiquinol, ubiquinone, as opposed to MitoQ? Can someone take both, or is it not necessary?
Yeah, so for most people who aren't taking statins, they shouldn't need to take a CoQ10 supplement. You get enough out of your diet, essentially. If you're taking a statin, it doesn't hurt to take a little, maybe 30, 50 milligrams of CoQ10 in conjunction with MitoQ.
Okay, you can.
You can take them together, and in fact, you're covering all your bases if you're taking a little CoQ10 plus a little MitoQ.
Now, we didn't mention that one of the co-developers. It's an interesting story. Tell us about the story of Michael Murphy and how they actually discovered and why, being a mitochondrial researcher, world famous, he came up with this idea.
Look, these guys were having a conversation, and they were looking at, they could see that a lot of health conditions are related to oxidative stress. And they're going, well, if that's the case, why can't we just take an antioxidant and it has a beneficial effect? Because quite often, general antioxidants weren't having the clinical outcomes that you would normally expect if oxidative stress was an issue. So they looked at it and went, wait a second, 95% of the free radicals in a cell are generated by the mitochondria. Maybe if we could get an antioxidant into the mitochondria, that it would have a meaningful effect on people's health and health conditions. So very, very smart guys, but ultimately came up with a very simple solution. They attached a positive charge to CoQ10, because mitochondria are negatively charged. And effectively, as you said, it's like a magnet that draws the mitochondria into the mitochondria. And then they went on and did a whole bunch of research, and they looked at over 80 health conditions that they've checked with mitochondria. And it turns out, when you get antioxidants into the mitochondria in meaningful levels, it does have a very beneficial health effect.
Tell me what systems in the body. Now, I know one of the wonderful things you also have is a MitoQ skin cream.
Mm.
So let's go through the systems that might, or you've had a lot of experience now with patient feedback.
Yeah.
What are the things we've seen? And then tell us a little about the skin and MitoQ.
All right, so what we've done is we've been on the market, we've learned that MitoQ is very, very effective at helping certain health conditions. Even if you don't have a health condition, what it does is it recharges your batteries and you just feel younger and feel good and have more energy. But certainly if you've got a health condition associated with your heart or your neurological system or your liver or your brain, then taking MitoQ really helps all those organs. So what we've done is we've gone out to and researched and looked at evidence-based ingredients. So, for example, we've created a formula for your heart. We've got evidence-based ingredients that we put in there, and we put MitoQ in the mix as well. So what we're doing is we're giving good nutrition to your heart, and then we're energizing your batteries so that your actual heart cells can use those nutrients. So we've developed a range of products, and it's very similar for the skin as well, Steve. Your skin cells have mitochondria as well, so if we can get their energetics right and we give them the food and nutrition that they need, then what you're going to get is healthy, vibrant skin.
Can you absorb MitoQ through the skin? I mean, where it's going to help regenerate skin cells?
You can, and it's quite interesting because the skin actually doesn't like positively charged molecules. It tends to repel them. But what we've found with MitoQ is that we get into the lower levels of the skin, into the mitochondria, and 100% start to help the skin act young again.
Because I've seen, going to cosmetic stores, Q10 products, skin products. So we're back to the same issue you said at the beginning. You can have CoQ10, but it's not necessarily going to do it for the skin.
Absolutely. You're putting a lovely piece of CoQ10 onto your skin, but it's going nowhere. So you might be moisturizing your skin. You're certainly not achieving what you set out to achieve, which is to re-energize your skin and to improve your appearance. So, and unfortunately, it's the same with a lot of skincare. You know, you're putting expensive ingredients on your skin, reality is, the skin is a barrier. It's designed to keep things out. It's very difficult to get things in. Luckily, because we set out to have an antioxidant which supports mitochondria, but it just turns out that it works well on the skin as well.
Good question. Does MitoQ get into the brain? Does it pass the blood-brain barrier? Because we're all worried about, as we get older, I'm a baby boomer, memory functioning and the Alzheimer's senility. Now, I know you can't make claims, but I'm curious if... and also, tell me about the... Well, let's answer this question first, and I have another question for you. It's so exciting.
Thanks, Steve. All right, so yes, MitoQ does cross the blood-brain barrier and get into the brain. It doesn't do it in super high quantities, but it does it in quantities that are enough to have a beneficial effect. And that can be an effect that supports the healthy function of your blood arteries, your blood system in the brain, but also it's going to support the neurons.
Now, MitoQ actually had clinical work done, right?
Mm.
As opposed to lots of the Q10 studies you see, and they're really not all that valid.
Mm.
Tell me a little about the success studies that originally came with MitoQ.
Yeah, so MitoQ has been validated in human trials looking at liver health, at brain health, and at cardiovascular aging. And in each of these trials, what we're finding is that when you resolve your mitochondria, that will help support your mitochondria, that you see beneficial heart outcomes and health outcomes. Now, with some conditions, you need to get in super early. And so we have learned that, you know, with certain neurological conditions, if you leave it a little late, MitoQ is not going to help.
Tell me about the dosage, the average dosage that someone needs to take, because I know you have different dosages of MitoQ.
Yeah, so for someone who's looking to stay healthy and energetic and slow down the aging process, then 10 milligrams a day, 2 capsules, is absolutely fine. And for most people, that's okay if they've got a health condition as well. But we have some patients, customers, who take 4 capsules a day, and in fact, some customers who deal with tiredness and are overly tired, they might take 4 capsules in the morning and 2 mid-afternoon. But generally, the average person, 2 capsules a day is perfect.
Have you seen any negative effects reported? Because we always want to hear positive effects.
Yeah, for sure. Generally, we have very positive effects. So there's been one study that came out recently where we thought we'd be quite impactful on sarcopenia. Sarcopenia is something where you lose muscle mass as you get older. And we thought MitoQ would have a beneficial effect, but in fact, we didn't change anything. So that was one surprise that we had. But generally, there aren't any issues with MitoQ. Some people find perhaps a little nausea if they take it to too high a dose. But other than that, it's a really interesting compound. It goes from your stomach to your mitochondria within about half an hour, and so it doesn't really have time to interfere with anything.
Do you store it? Do you store MitoQ, or you need it on a daily basis?
Yeah, you do store it for a little while, but you take it daily, and when you stop, it leaves the body within around 7 days.
How about people, let me ask you about athletes. Have you seen any response with athletes? Or... Now, of course, we can't make any claims, and we're not going to say this, but is there any MitoQ cancer research?
So, in terms of sports, we have sports teams that are taking MitoQ. We've recently sponsored a couple of teams for the Masters Olympics. The Masters Olympics are for athletes over the age of 40 and so on. And we've picked up a bunch of golds and silvers and bronze. So definitely the feedback we get from the older athletes, for sure, is they see more endurance and a better performance. On the cancer front, there is a lot of active research in this area. I can't talk too much about it because it's very early days. Mitochondria are involved in cancer in a way where it appears that when a cancer takes over a cell, mitochondria get shunted to the background, and something called glycolysis, which is an ancient form of energy generation, moves to the fore. What we found with MitoQ is that mitochondria comes back into play, and it's a little early yet to determine, but we believe that's positive.
Well, MitoQ help something called mitogenesis, where you actually grow new mitochondria?
Yeah, so what we're doing with MitoQ is we're bringing the mitochondria back to perhaps an age where it was operating like it did when it was younger. So when you're young and when you need to do any kind of mitogenesis, which is essentially mitochondria reproducing so that there are more mitochondria in the cell, and we lose that ability as we get older. But with MitoQ, what we're doing is we're bringing the mitochondria back, we're making them act younger, and so you naturally see more biogenesis and more responsiveness by the cell to any kind of stimuli which would encourage mitochondria to be to reproduce.
So basically, we're only as old as our mitochondria, right?
Yeah.
We're only as old as our cell batteries, in simple terms, and this is a charging mechanism. So just from a usage point of view, does it make a difference to take it with food, without food? Should they take all the supplementation with it to support it or not?
It's a great question, Steve. So you definitely want to be taking MitoQ in the morning. Some people report if they take it a little late in the day that it can cause them to wake up a little early. So we found that taking it half an hour before breakfast is perfect. For those people who do suffer from tiredness, you can take an extra couple in the middle of the day, maybe around 2 o'clock. But that's about as late as I would take it. And really, yeah, just encourage people to give this a go, because what you're doing essentially is allowing your body the energy that it used to have. And I want to sort of pop back to, you know, when we were kids, we were running around, we had lots of energy. Our cells still broke when we were young, but we had the energy to repair them. And so what's happening as we get older is that we're getting less energy, and things, the cell has to make a choice. Do I keep doing the main thing, or do I repair this breakage? And what happens is that they stick with the main thing, and little bits of our cells break down and don't get repaired. And that's the aging process. So if we can get the energy back, then it does a lot for our body.
Do we need any other nutrient? Would you suggest any other, as a pharmacist coming, that you might take with it, or it's okay just
so look, what I'd like people to do is I'd like them to take MitoQ and get a sense of what it's doing, and then if you've got any other concerns, have a chat with a nutritionist, and they can recommend maybe some multivitamins or other nutrients that then the MitoQ can utilize and get your cells into a good place.
Yeah, I can only tell you from my experience, we've seen some dramatic results, people with heart issues, chronic fatigue. It does work. Now, as someone using MitoQ, just give me a quick time frame, because, you know, people want instant. Oh, well, I took it, I didn't see any difference.
It's a very good question. Right, so everybody's a little bit different with MitoQ, because your mitochondria, everyone's mitochondria is at a different level. Some of us are lucky that they're maintained at a fantastic level, but others of us have issues and it takes a little longer. So what I like to tell the people taking MitoQ is that at least wait 3 months, right? Some people get quite an immediate benefit and they'll know within around a month. But for the full effect, you really need to give it up to 3 months. And then there are people who actually don't feel anything. But what we know is in the background, it's silently working to help your cells repair. And you might not be feeling that there's damage going on, but there will be, just due to the natural aging process. So if you're taking it, you know that you're putting your body in the best place possible.
Yeah, I often tell people, listen, if you want to feel something, take 4 cups of coffee.
That's
you can't
right.
always feel.
Yeah.
The difference, but you might start to see a difference. Mm. So there's a MitoQ website that has all this information on it, the studies and getting the information they want.
Absolutely. So people want to go to MitoQ.com, which is MitoQ.com. Hopefully you understand that with my accent. There's a wealth of information. We really encourage people to just do a little bit of a deep dive. If you've got a health concern, jump onto Google and put your health condition in and then say mitochondrial dysfunction. And what that'll do is it'll highlight whether what you're dealing with is related to mitochondrial dysfunction, and it'll give you a clue as to whether MitoQ can help you.
Thank you, Greg. This was a wonderful, informative interview, and it cleared up, I hope, in my listeners' minds this whole confusion about Q10, because it seems that there's as much marketing as there is science. And I trust the science that you have behind this. So thank you again. I hope you've learned something today. If you like this podcast, please share, please subscribe, and have the rest of a great day or a great night.